This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An Aurora paramedic convicted in the death of Elijah McClain has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Peter Chikuniak was the lead EMT on the scene when McClain was forcibly arrested by police. He made the call to give McClain an overdose of ketamine, which experts say caused the 23-year-old's death. An Adams County jury found Chikuniak guilty of criminally negligent homicide and assault in December. He's been in custody since. Tuesday is Colorado's presidential primary, and the Supreme Court has yet to answer one big outstanding question. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Is Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump eligible for office? While his name appears on the ballot, the Supreme Court has yet to give an opinion about whether he's disqualified, something the Colorado State Supreme Court ruled in December. Fremont County Clerk Justin Grantham says he's been asked about what this means for Tuesday's primary.
The question before us right now is, will they order us to suppress the vote for the outcome of President Trump if he is not eligible?
While Secretary of State Jenna Griswold wishes a decision had been made earlier to give voters certainty, she adds ballots for Trump will be counted on Super Tuesday unless the Supreme Court rules otherwise. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado COVID-19 metrics continue to move in a good direction. Hospitalizations are at 118 this week, a drop from last week and the lowest level since early September. Hospitalizations have been mostly dropping since Thanksgiving when they hit 280, a level far below prior cold weather peaks. ER visits for the virus and wastewater trends by utilities also dropped this week. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.